Hello all, Group Talk here with more amazing group topics. This week, the group focused on how to obtain gratitude. And Group Talk attempted to provide in three steps, action steps to obtaining gratitude. The three steps will include awareness, acceptance, and action. Now, gratitude, as you know, is a powerful tool for coping with difficult situations. It can help us navigate change and overcome setbacks and stave off the negative and damaging effects of entitlement, expectations, and envy, which you know we all can utilize from time to time. However, achieving a mental and spiritual state of thankfulness sometimes requires tremendous effort, especially during extremely stressful situations. But it can be done by following three simple steps: awareness, acceptance, and action. We do have the tendency to quickly identify when something is wrong and then jump to conclusions. I'm known for that. In an effort to fix the problem so that we don't have to feel any discomfort. You know, we always talked about humans' goal. Number one goal is to get their needs met. Unfortunately, acting on impulse during unpleasant situations can result in frantic and irrational choices. Focused and unfavorable solutions. And it can increase discomfort, if not outright pain. This truth is our ability to successfully respond to challenges requires a positive attitude about the situation that has come to our attention. Without acceptance and awareness, we are unable to take on that situation in a constructive way, in an effective and ultimately in our best interests. Because, you know, we talked about emotional stressors, and when making decisions in emotional state of mind, we can sometimes step back from that when the smoke clears and just kind of wish we hadn't, or wish we had taken our time. Thankfully, I have found three steps to enable growth and change through life's trials and tribulations. Change in perspective, change in behavior, and change in attitude. We've been talking about this since podcast has started because I am actively presently trying to manage my mental health. So step one, we'll talk about the awareness. This step requires slowing down long enough to fully understand and perceive the situation, right? Take time to give conscious and cognizant attention to what's going on first. Be mindful in the moment and as aware and alert to the events as possible, actions or circumstances. Pay attention to the challenge or the difficulty and how you feel about it. Take a thorough inventory of the situation, being able to step outside and take and get a different look, right? And its impact to you personally. Put the situation under a mental magnifying glass for greater clarity and insight. You might even want to, like I have my go-to person. I always go to my go-to person and say, look, this is what I'm thinking. This is how this is affecting me. Can we just talk a little bit about this? Step two, the acceptance. Now, this step, excuse me, involves a willingness to receive and embrace the situation for what it is, good, bad, or indifferent. Take time to fully realize what is happening and coming to terms with it without protest or reaction. Of course, unless it's in a life-threatening situation, right? Recognize the situation as true and embrace that truth within your heart and spirit. It is what it is. There's no changing it. We might not like it or agree with it, but guess what? In that moment, that's exactly what it is, right? Accepting a situation is not the same as condoning a situation. Like, wrong is wrong. And if you must go do prison time for it, so be it. But I can accept that this is what is happening right now. If the act of sitting still, feeling the feelings, and coming to agreement with the consequences, this step may require an open mind and willingness to hear another part or another point of view, right? I'm willing to listen. That doesn't mean I have to agree. And if you've done something that is punishable by law or punishable by morals, then so be it. That's what it is, right? Now, step three is about action. This step enables a thoughtful and intentional reply to the situation. Rather than responding with a knee-jerk reaction, yo, this is how I feel, I don't agree with this, hold on, you know, this kind of thing, right? Take time to assess your choices and move forward in the solution that aligns best with your will and needs. Identify your choices and act accordingly. This is where you have the ability to choose your attitude about the situation, including gratitude, right? Moving from awareness to acceptance to action takes time. Let's not forget that. But the benefits are worth the wait. By taking these three steps, options become more visible and enabling the best course of action and attitude. Stop concentrating on changing the situation and think first about accepting it and acting in gratitude. I particularly like that piece. I hope that you will find some benefit from it. And again, group talk is very excited to hear your feedback on any given topic that has been discussed here on Anchor. And as you know, we can be heard on several platforms, Spotify, Google Play, Breaker, Radio Talk, just to name a few. Hashtag mental health, self-control, or self-managing. Right? So I'm going to say goodbye for now, and thank you for listening.